Well, this Father's Day, my dad's in America, so he's currently at the General Assembly, so he's not getting a gift this year. That's his gift on his own behalf. Saves me and the two other brothers any money, any problem. we do love our dad. He's a good man. Today we have come to our final lesson and teaching on life in the Spirit. The series has been one of learning, one of challenge, and one that has opened our eyes. Over the past few weeks, we've been exploring what it means to live in this life. What we have heard may be lessons we have heard before in the past. I hope that the teaching and words of God have been refreshing and uplifting. I pray that they have entered into our prepared hearts to take us further into the life of the Spirit. As we have done over the past few weeks, we'll recap with what we have learnt so far. Our first part came at the Pentecost story found in Acts 2. What we found there was that life in the Spirit is being messengers of the gospel who start in prayer, are a community of fellowship, and make the life visible to those around them. The second part of our series took us to the Gospel of John and chapter 14. It was here that we learned that life in the Spirit is being obedient disciples, filled with love and courage. It was last Sunday that we looked at John chapter 15 and discovered that we are to be deeply rooted in Jesus Christ, being fruitful and standing firm in the hatred of the world. This idea of being rooted will be our next focused series that we'll be looking at. It is important that we as Christians are firmly rooted and that we go deeper and deeper in our relationship with God. Our Bible passage this morning has taken us into John chapter 16. Personally, I have found that these passages have filled me with joy. Reading them has brought emotion to my heart for the people of God, his disciples, to really take them seriously and to begin applying them to our lives. Our passage has brought us to the understanding of the work of the Holy Spirit. The subheading in my Bible calls this part of Scripture the work of the Holy Spirit. This particular part of Scripture comes after Jesus telling the disciples about the hate of the world that the world will have for them. They will be persecuted because of their love for Jesus Christ. In chapter 16, Jesus begins to encourage his disciples. He begins to comfort them. Jesus tells them that the Advocate will be sent to be with them as Jesus returns to the Father. The Advocate is the Comforter, Encourager, and Counselor. The Advocate is the Holy Spirit. Jesus explains the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will convict the world of its sin because they do not believe in Jesus. The Holy Spirit will guide us, his disciples, into truth. The Holy Spirit will bring us joy. And this brings us into our final thoughts in this series. Life in the Spirit is being guided by the Holy Spirit, who brings truth and joy. It is important for us today to understand the work of the Spirit. It is the Spirit who is working with us right now, as Jesus promised. And we know this because he is with us. He came at Pentecost and has not left us. This is true because the Holy Spirit has been at work in all of our lives. Our first point to look at this morning is guidance. Guidance is important. Guidance is something that every child, every person, young and old, male and female, need. Families guide their children through life, teaching them important lessons. Teachers guide many into learning new things that will help to develop them. If you visit a country, a museum, or a stadium, you can get a guided tour. Many of you will have a sat-nav in your car for journeys to unknown destinations. We rely on it to guide us to the place we want to get to. If we are not guided, we become lost. A guide gives us all a sense of direction in life. An unguided life leaves us to walk about and learn hard lessons. Jesus tells the disciples that when he goes away, he is sending the Advocate. The Holy Spirit will be with the disciples when Jesus returns to the Father. Jesus says in verse 13, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth." The Holy Spirit is our guide. The work of the Holy Spirit is to guide the disciples into all truth. The Holy Spirit is not to guide the disciples into trouble. The purpose of the Holy Spirit's work is to be the guide in the Christian life. Earlier, we used some words that describe the Holy Spirit. Words like comforter, encourager, and counselor are used to describe the work of the Holy Spirit. These three words can be used to describe a guide in today's world. A guide is to comfort those they are guiding. A guide is to encourage anyone who is in their company. They give their counsel to help us get through. We gave our lives to Jesus Christ the day we were saved. In doing that, we opened our lives up for the Holy Spirit to work in us. The question is, have we allowed ourselves to be guided by the Spirit? Is the Holy Spirit our sat-nav, our map in life? The Holy Spirit is the gift given to us by God. It was given to us so that we may use it and that the Spirit may use us. The Holy Spirit is not going to lead us away into danger or lead us onto the wrong path. The Holy Spirit is the presence of God amongst his people, guiding them on the path of discipleship and to enable us to continue the work of the kingdom. The Holy Spirit is there for us, constantly working in our lives, leading us to the next part of life. God wants us to work for him and proclaim the good news of his Son, Jesus Christ. Life in the Spirit is a life guided by the Holy Spirit. Our second point is something we have just touched on. As the Holy Spirit guides, we are guided into truth. To be guided in truth is a good thing. We all want to be truthful. Truth is a virtue. There's a saying I've heard that goes like this: "The truth will set you free." It is a beautiful little phrase. I can say that the truth set me free and set many of you here today free. Our truth was learning the truth about Jesus and what he has done for us. Jesus called himself the truth. The Holy Spirit will lead us into truth through his guidance. Jesus explains in verse 14 and 15, "He will bring me glory by telling you whatever he receives from me. All that belongs to the Father is mine. This is why I said, the Spirit will tell you whatever he receives from me." In these two verses, we find some huge theological implications that help us to understand the Trinity. God the Father knows all and speaks to Jesus Christ the Son and the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ brought us the truth as he revealed himself as God on earth. Now, after his death, he left us with the Holy Spirit, who continues to lead us into the truth, further and deeper than we have before. We are not to fear the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the bringer of truth. He receives this truth from the Father and the Son. Therefore, we cannot go very wrong in his guidance. The truth is important. It is important to be guided into the truth. We said earlier on the phrase, "The truth will set you free," which is true. However, there is another true meaning about the truth. In the film A Few Good Men, there is a very memorable quote given by the actor Jack Nicholson. He says in this iconic film scene, "You can't handle the truth." This is true. Sometimes we can't handle the truth, and the truth hurts. And that is the Holy Spirit at work when the truth is almost too much for us to handle. When the truth is hurting us, the Spirit is at work, changing us. In verse 8, we are told that the Holy Spirit will convict the world of its sin. The Holy Spirit convicts by revealing the truth to the point we fall down at the feet of the real truth. This truth is spelt with a capital T. The truth is Jesus Christ. Life in the Spirit is being guided by the Holy Spirit, who brings us into truth. Our final point this morning is joy. The revealing of truth brings joy. Finding Christ brings joy. Living life under the guidance of the Spirit brings us joy. Jesus tells his disciples that their sadness and grief will last for a little while, but it will be turned to joy. This is a good thing for us to end on. The Holy Spirit brings a joyful life. Jesus explains in verse 20 and 21 this joy. He says, "I tell you the truth. You will weep and mourn over what is going to happen to me, but the world will rejoice. You will grieve, but your grief will suddenly turn to wonderful joy. It will be like a woman suffering the pains of labor when her child is born. Her anguish gives way to joy because she's brought a new baby into the world." I'm not a woman, nor have I given birth. But I know from what my mother has said to me, it hurts. And I was the biggest boy out of the three of us. However, it is the joy of having the newborn child in your arms, knowing that this woman and this man have made this precious gift of love. That is what Jesus' joy is about. Jesus explains that this joy that we share in, his death, even though it saddens his disciples, today was not in vain. It served the purpose to bring us joy and to give us the gift of eternal life when we join in the life of the Spirit. The beautiful thing about this joy is found in verse 22. Jesus tells us that no one, absolutely no one, can rob us of this joy. The joy of knowing him and living the disciples' life is a joy that cannot be taken away from us. The guidance of the Holy Spirit will lead us into the truth, and in that truth, even if it hurts us, joy will come. This joy is not one that will fade away. Rather, it is one that will last until we see Jesus Christ again, and then we will forever be rejoicing with him in eternity. Life in the Spirit is being guided by the Holy Spirit into truth and joy filling us up. We have come to the end of this exploration into living the life of the Spirit. Over these 4 weeks, we have learned 4 great lessons. These lessons are not to be forgotten. The life in the Spirit is for us to live now in all its fullness. Jesus is asking us to live this life in him and with him. Come and be part of this life. Come and enjoy this life. Come and live life in the Spirit. Audrey's going to come and we're going to sing a song, Spirit of the Living God, Fall Afresh on Me. Audrey, if you could just play through the song. Over these 4 weeks, we have tried to wrestle and grasp with what it means to be living life in the Spirit. Many of you will have been Christians for a long time. Maybe some people here are not Christians. Today, I'm going to recommit myself to really living this life in the Spirit. I'm going to be a messenger of the gospel. I'm going to be an obedient disciple. I'm going to be rooted firmly in Christ. And most of all, I'm going to be guided by the Spirit. If you feel that over these lessons and teachings that you felt God's been speaking to you, then there's space at the front for us to come together and pray. And if you can't come to the front, that's fine. You can sit where you are and you can pray. But today, let's commit ourselves for the first time, or even recommit ourselves to fully living this life in the Spirit.